This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of a multi-pronged spear and a ongoing state assault on the world of cryptocurrency, and that's because they cannot just stand by and allow people to transfer wealth from the old system to a system that the feds and the governments of the world have no control over. And I really hate that.
Her bestie, Elizabeth Warren, said, "We need to have a cop on the beat." And I just have always hated that. The way she said that, it's so ugly.
So, by the way, it's Ian, Bonnie, and Chris in the studio here tonight. We can talk more about crypto. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But before we do that, I do want to go ahead and get the news out about the Fraser Institute coming out with another of their, I believe, yearly reports on the economic freedom of North America. And this is a detailed 106-page study. So you want to dig into, you know, how they did all this and get into all the dirty details, you can do that. Very, very interesting stuff. They look at all of North America. So this isn't just the United States. This also, the rankings also include the Canadian provinces and include the Mexican states. And they throw them all in together.
So wait, are you saying this New Hampshire's number one? All of the regions that they've
out of all of North America.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Which suggests that New Hampshire might be number one in the whole world, right? Like if New Hampshire is the number one most economically free of the entirety of North America, then if it were to be compared to every country on the planet, it would probably, if not be number one, be in the top five, right? Because the U.S. is arguably the most economically free place, or one of them. Now, there are some rankings that show it at around 20, so it's probably not number one. But if you factor out New York and New Jersey and you know, all these things that really drag the United States down, and you just look at the top players, you look at New Hampshire, you look at Florida, it would be really interesting to see a worldwide ranking and see where New Hampshire ended up on that. We don't have that. That doesn't exist, but it would be very, very interesting.
This is from like a legal perspective, right? Because obviously there's countries that don't have like effective law enforcement, right? Mm-hmm. Where you might be better off in some circumstances.
This does look at legal lack of regulation, and things like that.
Right, okay.
Your property rights being upheld in courts. Mm-hmm. So courts and things like that are factored in. There's different areas that they look at, obviously, to come up with these statistics. But overall, when they broke down the numbers, New Hampshire, number one, and I'm pulling up here the data set just to give you the rest of I'm not going to give it all to you.
It's actually kind of scary because, New Hampshire is still, there's a lot of red tape and restrictions, you know.
Well, it's not perfect.
And it's not even just the state. It's like the federal level, right? So,
sure.
You know.
And I don't know how much the federal restrictions come into play in this, like as in they're bringing all the states down. So New Hampshire, out of a potential score of 10 points, so 10 being perfect, total economic freedom, no regulatory, getting in the way of business. You don't have to fill out forms to start a business. You're not being taxed.
Yeah.
That would have been a perfect 10. New Hampshire ranks at 8.23.
Okay.
So 8.23 out of 10. That's the highest score of all of the 50 states, Canadian provinces, Mexican states.
You know, I will say one thing about New Hampshire. There's like red tape, if you don't comply, there's no penalty, right? And this is just one of these things I found to be very, very interesting about New Hampshire. It's like you know, they want you to comply, but, like, sometimes there's, like, situations where there's not actually any enforcement or penalty for, like, not complying. So,
number two, Florida is ranked at 8.17, followed closely by Idaho at 8.16. And then there's a three-way tie for number four between South Carolina, Utah, and Wyoming, followed by Tennessee, Texas at number nine. Texas also three-way tie at number nine. So Texas is tied with Georgia and Indiana. And then North Dakota and Nevada are after that tied for number 12. For some reason, they're incrementing. So when there's a tie, they increment the number from, like, so like at number four, South Carolina, Utah, Wyoming, all were number four. Then they have no five and no six, and then they go to seven for Montana. So I'm not sure why they're doing it that way, but that's the way they're doing it. And so that rounds out your top ten there, and then we want to go down to see which is the least economically free U.S. state. You guys want to take a guess?
New York.
California or New York? Yeah, New York's probably number one.
New York is a pretty good, safe guess, but surprisingly...
New Jersey?
No. It's one you're probably not going to guess.
Really?
But Hawaii?
Hawaii's in the bottom five. Hawaii ranked at number 49. And remember, this is not 49 out of 50. This is 49 out of dozens.
Oh, right.
So, Washington State.
So, Hawaii at number 49, Rhode Island at number 50, New York at number 51, and Delaware ranking as the lowest, the worst of all of the 50 states, which is interesting because a lot of people, like, register corporations in Delaware.
Yeah.
You know, I would think that they would be doing better than that, but...
Well, I heard that Delaware doesn't, like, is good for nonprofits, like, registering a nonprofit because, like, you don't need as much proof that you're a nonprofit, something like that.
Could be. There are a lot of people that register all kinds of corporations in Delaware. For whatever reason, their corporate law is just more accessible from what I understand. So that may be the reason why some people do nonprofits there. But yeah, Delaware, the lowest ranking U.S. state. So there's actually some Canadian provinces that rank higher than Delaware, including Ontario, British Columbia, and Alberta.
Isn't it that Delaware has a low corporate tax?
Could be.
I think that's the reason why people register corporations in Delaware.
But not much economic freedom, I guess, overall, if they can't beat New York. So Delaware, by the way, scoring 7.79. And again, all of the Mexican states are on the lowest part of this chart, with the freest of all the Mexican states being Baja California at 6.65. And interestingly, Alberta, Canada, once again, is the strongest, most economically free Canadian state. It ranks in at number 33 on the chart. So still not as free as most of the American states, but more free than
Delaware.
A bunch. Yeah, more free than, like, almost half of the American states. Alberta, Canada is way further up the charts than British Columbia.
I wouldn't have expected Canada or I want to say states of Canada. It's not, I think
provinces.
They're provinces of Canada, yeah. The provinces of Canada would be, I would think they would be not as economically free.
Just because
it tends to be more, you know, like left socialist kind of.
Sure.
But there you go.
And I'm surprised that Mexico is less free than all of the U.S. states. That's kind of crazy. Is that what you said?
That surprises you? I mean, Mexico is not known as a free place.
Yeah, but still, like, New York City, I don't know.
It's free for the rich gringos that want to go down there and, you know, live in retirement in a gated community. You know, they get left alone for most part. But
just out of curiosity,
if you're the Mexican people, you're not free.
What's the least free of every single thing on this chart?
Mexico City.
Mexico City?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's interesting because that's like where everything is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is scored at a 5.63 and it is ranked at number 92. Worst of North America. Now, remember, this is not including the rest of Central America. It doesn't include, you know, Costa Rica or anything like that.
No, but that would be Central America now.
Yeah, so just North Mexico America. And Canada and the U.S. If you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. So congratulations to New Hampshire. Once again, the most economically free. And hopefully we're going to see the distance increasing. Yeah. Meaning that there's going to be, I'm going to predict there's going to be an increasing gap between New Hampshire and Florida. It might not be next year, it might not be the year after that, but 5 years down the road,
should,
I think you're going to
see. We should all give ourselves pats on the back for the ranking.
I want to pat the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance on the back.
Yeah, especially
them. Doing the grunt work.
Absolutely.
And the state reps, the freedom-loving state reps here in New Hampshire that are really setting the state apart and making it even better over time. It's slow. The political process is frustrating.
Oh, very.
But, man, good thing they're out there doing it. And there's more people moving here all the time. There's more coming.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We were just telling you a little bit about the new survey, not survey, study from the Fraser Institute on the economic freedom of North America. And Fraser does, I think, a couple of other ones. I think they do economic freedom of the world as well, so I have to look and see if maybe they're going to put one of those out soon, because these do tend to come out every single year, and they're always interesting to see, you know, what the rankings are out there on economic freedom. Now, also, you know, as liberty-minded folks, we do care about personal freedom as well, and so there just aren't as many metrics out there. There aren't as many, you know, studies done on personal freedom worldwide, unfortunately, but there is the Freedom in the 50 States. And that one is done on a, I think, yearly or every other year, bi-yearly basis. And I'll have to check and see when the last one was that they came out with. But they actually, you can break it down. So they give you an overall score for all of the United States. And according to their numbers, New Hampshire is number 2 overall. So that includes financial freedom. That includes personal freedom. That includes all these different categories. They got to break down everything from victimless crimes to marriage freedom to land ownership. And
who's number 1? Is that Florida?
Florida.
That one always just... I'm sorry, I can't buy that one. Like this is the thing that like makes me question these indexes, right? Like,
yeah, you'll go to jail for life for like marijuana in Florida, but
there
somehow they're freer than New Hampshire.
Of like anti-freedom laws in Florida. That's why I just what are they looking at as far as like what are they basing this freedom index on?
I was just telling Ian today about a story Chris, you, I, and Captain covered one time that was about a guy who was getting, the UPS was working with the feds, or the government, I don't know if it was feds, to deliver a package of marijuana to him. He just signed off for it, left it in his house, and went to work, and his house got raided. He didn't even have, there was no proof that he knew it was in the box or anything. He just...
And this is Florida, you're saying?
Yeah, got a box delivered to him. He signed for it, left it in his house.
Yeah, didn't even know what it was.
And went to work, and then he went to jail for that.
Yeah, it seems insane, right? Like you, I mean, if you sign for a package, until you open it, you don't even know what it is. Right. So how can they then prosecute you for what was in the package?
It's ridiculous.
Or raid your house for accepting a box of drugs that they gave you.
Right. It's like planting evidence on somebody and then being like, look what he has.
But just doing it as part of the process openly.
Right. Like.
Yeah, what they did with the Freedom in the 50 States, at one point they changed how they calculated the numbers.
Oh, I remember that a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, and I can't explain to you what the change was, but they made some sort of change, and that pushed Florida up the rankings. And I agree with you. I mean, having lived in Florida for 26 years of my life, I can say that unequivocally it's a police state. And the government there is humongous, and you have no chance of changing it. Unlike here in New Hampshire, where the government is much smaller, it is accessible. You can get in there, and you can actually work to change it. And that's what we were talking about in the first hour of the show. But the reason I wanted to bring up the Freedom in the 50 States, which I don't believe has been updated for this year with new numbers, so I think it's probably a year or so old at this point, but is because Texas ranks at number 50. In personal freedoms, where New Hampshire ranks at number 5 in personal freedoms on the Freedom in the 50 States chart. So you got Texas ranking in on the Fraser Institute's Economic Freedom Index at number 9 for economic freedoms. So there's a huge gulf in Texas between the freedom to run a business, which you know, pretty good in Texas, all things considered. But then, like, personal freedoms basically don't exist in Texas.
It's number 50?
Number 50, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You're from Texas, right? You can tell us all about that.
I just kind of partied when I lived in Texas. I didn't pay attention to any of that stuff, seriously. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who the governor was until 2020, and people started talking about Governor Abbott. I was like, really? That's my friend's last name.
I have to forgive you, because I honestly didn't care about New Jersey politics either. It was so bad.
You can't blame anybody. It's like, you can't change it.
Especially when you're all alone. It's like, you can't do anything about it. I guess I was a little bit, like, sort of, like, active politically, but not like, it was more like, okay, okay, I'm going to give a donation to, you know, the New Jersey ACLU.
Right, you never
like
went
that.
To the state house.
Right, it's like, what can I, right, exactly. It's like, what can I do? What can I do as far as, like, yeah. activism? There's nobody okay. to protest with me. There's nobody to... There's a one-man protest usually doesn't get you very far.
It might get you in jail.
Yeah, that's about it.
Look at NJ Weedman, for right. example. So, you know, if you want to see, if you're in one of these places like New Jersey or, you know, Florida or Texas or whatever, where you have no chance of changing things in a more liberty-oriented direction, if you can see yourself in New Hampshire at some point, the best thing you can do is prepare for that, is to, you know, get yourself as wealthy as you can. You know, earn as much money as you can, put it away, buy cryptocurrency, get, you know, put your money into something valuable. That way, when you're finally ready to make the move, and hopefully that will be sooner rather than later, you've got some, you know, something that you can fall back on. You've got some rainy day money in case you don't, you know, get a job right away or whatever. Although right now, if you throw a rock.
I was thinking something to live off once you move here.
But right now, if you throw a rock, you're going to hit 20 jobs. So, I mean, if you're looking for work... really, honestly, right now is the best time to get to New Hampshire.
If you can't find work in New Hampshire right now, I mean, you probably aren't employed anyway.
If you're not finding work, you're not even going out. You're not doing anything because it's everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's
literally
it's,
everywhere.
They're literally businesses are closed, you know, like...
Some days they're closed because they don't have enough people.
Yeah, repeat. Like, I went to... This is a corporate, and mind you, this is not a place that's going to pay that well. Nowadays, they might pay well, but I went to Wendy's yesterday, and they closed. It was like 10 o'clock, and they closed at 9.
Wow, that's amazing.
9. They usually open till 11 here, and they close at 9.
I mean, in most places, Wendy's open until at least 1 a.m.
in the morning, yeah.
If not, like, 24-7.
Right.
Yeah. And it's...
I mean, before 2020.
That's the way it was here. It used to be, like, 2 or 3 in the morning they closed.
Yep. I believe it was, like, 1 or 2 in the morning they used to close in Keene. But not anymore. And it's the situation is getting pretty bad. Like, there's restaurants that aren't even open. Like, they close, like, multiple days during the week because they just don't have the staff. It's not... Everybody's hiring. It's not just restaurants, right? So, like, you know, you might be thinking
manufacturing,
well,
you name it.
I'll move to New Hampshire, but I won't be able to find a good job. No. You can find a good job, and the low pay jobs are no longer low pay anymore.
Yeah, we just saw that at the grocery store Aldi's. They're doing like a month long $2 pay increase for the holidays. And it's already like $15 an hour.
Yeah, and it's funny because like minimum wage is the lowest. I think New Hampshire has the lowest minimum wage, but yet like it's never actually like nobody actually gets paid $7.25 an hour. You're probably looking at twice that, and especially a couple years ago, it was if you compared it to like the cost of living, you actually were able to live off of it. At least as like a single guy. Now if you had a family that might be a challenge, but presumably if you have a family you probably have a partner and then you know your money doubles too. So
by the way, the numbers are out for the economic freedom ranking globally according to the Fraser Institute. You guys want to take a guess at the lowest ranked country of the entire planet?
Mexico.
North Korea.
We'll continue here in moments and we'll give you the top countries as well. You can share your thoughts with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Wisconsin jury has found Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty of all charges in his double homicide trial. Rittenhouse remained still and emotionless as the verdict was read, but then broke down and sobbed soon after. Mark Richards, one of the defense attorneys for Kyle Rittenhouse, explains why Kyle was put on the stand.
We had a mock jury, and we did two different juries, one with him testifying, one without him testifying. It was substantially better when he testified, I mean, to a marked degree, and that sealed it.
President Biden is back at the White House after getting a physical and colonoscopy. Leaving Walter Reed Medical Facility in Bethesda, Maryland, Biden said he had a great physical. The president set to pardon the Thanksgiving turkeys at the White House later today. USA Radio News. Democratic lawmakers are taking a victory lap after House passage of a big social spending bill. Talking with reporters, Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling the bill monumental and saying it's about the nation's values. This as Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says the bill is way too expensive.
When you get rid of the gimmicks, it's like $5 trillion, $4.6 trillion. I went broke reading it. We don't even have 5% of that. $2.5 trillion new taxes, $2.5 trillion new debt.
Some Hulu customers will see a price hike soon. The streaming service is increasing the cost of its live TV subscriptions by $5 a month while adding both ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. Next month, subscriptions with live TV will cost $69.99 per month for the ad-supported version and $75.99 without ads. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And I was just looking further at the Economic Freedom Index here from the Fraser Institute. Their website's interesting. It's got one of those interactive maps where you can see colors of, you know, all the different nations and the different states and all that, and, you know, the relative colors is, you know, the indicates how free they are. So, like, light blue is the most free, red is the least free, and then there's some colors in between that. And I was looking at the North American numbers here, and I was confused because New Hampshire was still ranked number one, but Tennessee was ranked as number two. And we had just read through the list, and it was Florida that was number two on the...
Tennessee makes more sense to me. Tennessee is... seems pretty free from the times I've driven through it.
Yeah, and so what's confusing here is... Oh, okay. So what they've got on their site is under North America, there's four different maps. There's one for the U.S. states, one for the Canadian provinces, one for the Mexican states, and then one for all of North America. So what I was reading to you was the entirety of all government data set of North America. So it includes all of the provinces from Canada, the U.S. states, the Mexican states. Includes the effect on economic freedom of all levels of government, federal, state, provincial, and local. So we were wondering about that. Did it factor in the federal government into the numbers? It does. However, the U.S. states data set does not measure the effect of federal actions on economic freedom. And when you factor out the federal government, Florida drops on the list of economic freedom, and Tennessee rises on the list.
What do you mean factor out? Like you're not considering...
They're not considering the federal government's interference in any way, shape, or form on whatever the state rules are.
So just focusing on the states.
Right. Then they're only look right. So U.S. states only looks at state and local. So it would factor in local regulations as well, like in Miami or in, you know, Manchester or whatever.
In New York, I mean, New Hampshire stays number one.
New Hampshire stays number one with a 7.83 out of 10. And Tennessee at number 2 at 7.82, Florida at 7.78 at number 3. Texas rises on that at number 4. So it was number 9 after the federal government got involved. So that means the federal government is actually preventing some levels of freedom in Texas that they otherwise have without the federal government.
How is the federal government making Florida more free?
It must be some sort of subsidy or something. I'm not sure.
Maybe
I don't know what
a prohibition at the federal level on certain laws that they have.
Yeah,
because you can pass a law that's unconstitutional, and so maybe the feds, I don't know, something like that.
I imagine that it explains that in greater detail in the 100-and-something pages of the study, but it's just interesting looking at how this kind of shakes out. So the top 10, when you don't include the federal government, number 1 at New Hampshire, 2 Tennessee, Florida at 3, Texas at 4, Virginia at number 5, Georgia, South Dakota, Idaho, North Dakota, and North Carolina. We go all the way down to the least free states, and then New York is number 50. So Delaware was the least free when factoring in federal government interference. New York at a 4.33 out of 10 on this chart, followed by California. And then our next-door neighbor, Vermont, at number 48. So huge difference between New Hampshire and Vermont. You've got a major contrast there, which, of course, is only going to become more stark as more of the socialists leave New Hampshire and move into places like New York and Vermont and California over the years. I think we're going to see that happening. We're already seeing a lot of the people who are on the left expressing serious frustrations with living here. They hate the fact that the Free Staters are winning. They hate the fact that liberty appears to be on the rise in New Hampshire. It's a slow process, but it is happening. And, you know, they don't have to move that far to get to a socialist paradise. It's literally an hour to the west. You know, it's not that you don't have to go all the way to New York even. Just go to Vermont. You'll be happier there.
Not even an hour for us.
Yeah. New Mexico, West Virginia, number 47, New Mexico at 46, followed by Oregon, Hawaii, Maine, Delaware, and Rhode Island. The bottom 10 there for you. So I'd said that I pulled up the economic freedom of the world. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. But something that Intercoin is looking to do is help free the world. They got a pretty big vision over at intercoin.org. You can go there to learn more about what they're looking to do. They've launched their investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on a centralized exchange as well as a decentralized exchange. You can go to xmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com, and register with just an email address, and you keep your privacy intact. If you do that, you can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether on the exchange, and then use your Tether to buy ITR, the Intercoin Investor Token. And they're saying that Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. So if you want to learn more about Intercoin, get on over to intercoin.org. Again, you can get it at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. There's also a link over at intercoin.org to their Uniswap page. So if you want to do it decentralized, you can do it through Uniswap. Get the ITR token, and you just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. So Fraser Institute, the same folks that did the economic freedom of North America, they also do the economic freedom rankings for the entire planet. Do you guys want to take a guess at the most economically free country in the world? It's not the United States.
United Emirates.
I'll have to look for that one. It's not in the top 10.
Wait, you said economically, right?
Correct.
Hong Kong?
That's an interesting question.
Hong Kong. She got it.
I'm wondering, I'm kind of curious, like, what are they basing the economic, like, I'm always curious, like, what is the basis for this? But we don't.
Well, there's a 282-page study where if you want to.
Well, this is what, but that's what I mean, right? Like, yeah. Is there a summary of that somewhere that I can, like, get an idea? Like, what are they taking into consideration?
Yeah, they do have, like, an executive summary here. And let me see if I can pull that up for you. But they look at various different aspects of economic freedom, everything from, you know, the right to own property, whether the courts are going to protect, you know, your rights, regulatory pressures on business. Mm. These are some of the things I can just remember from having looked at this in the past. But here's the breakdown according to the economic. This is the very beginning, right, where they give you the summary. So they look at the size of government. That's one thing. They look at the legal system and property rights. So, again, do the courts actually enforce property rights? The question of sound money, which, of course, no government has sound money, so I'm not sure how they're scoring that. They and then they break it down even further. So, like, under sound money.
Well, sound money might be, like, is there hyperinflation or is there not hyperinflation?
Yep. How much are they printing their money?
Yeah, they've actually got four. They give you a more further breakdown if you want that. So, under sound money, they look at money growth. Standard deviation of inflation as in how much per year, and freedom to own foreign currency bank accounts. Those are the four different things for sound money. The fourth category is the freedom to trade internationally. So can you do business with somebody on another you know, plot of land somewhere? And then finally, number five is regulation. And now under these, again, there's different subcategories. So under regulation, they look at credit market regulations, labor market regulations, and business regulations. And then they have subcategories under all of those subcategories. So does that give you some idea?
Yeah, I think it does. And those are all things that I can understand, especially as like a business owner who, you know, trades, you know, quote unquote, internationally. I can definitely, there's definitely some countries that are
better than others.
Yeah, I mean, look at Brazil. Brazil is one of the worst countries. Try to ship something to Brazil, you'll be paying twice as much for it at the time, by the point that it's actually probably more than twice that, because if you have a $100 item in the United States, right? If you ship to Brazil, it'll end up being $200. But the seller is going to mark that up maybe 100% or 20% or whatever it is. But the point is, it might double from there. So you might see something that's three or four times more expensive in Brazil than you would in the United States. Because
Brazil's in the bottom 50 at 109 out of 165. So not the worst, but not great.
That doesn't surprise me.
You mentioned the UAE, Bonnie. That is number 68 in the world. Number one, Hong Kong. Still the most economically free, even though China took it over more than 2 decades ago at this point. And
it's probably going to be changing.
Personal freedoms, on the other hand, not so.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can join us. Just dial in here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the World Economic Freedom Rankings. It's something that we've been discussing over the years here on Free Talk Live. We like to look at all the different studies that come out. It's not just Fraser Institute. There's another one, I think, Freedom of the World, I believe, or Economic.
Freedom of the 50 States?
That's a different study that only looks at the 50 states. I'm speaking specifically of the economic freedom of the world in this case. Mm-hmm. And there are other studies. I believe there's one called freetheworld.org. I believe they do their own study. And there might be a third, but I'm not remembering offhand who does that one. But Fraser Institute puts this one together, and it was actually just released just within the last couple months. So the data comes from 2019. So keep in mind, this data does not factor in COVID restrictions. And it's going to be really interesting to look at 2020's data coming up next year. So it's going to be a year before we see it.
I wonder,
especially 2021.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm wondering what they're going to do in regards to that. Like,
because they could, the whole world's going to go down. Well, I mean, the overall freedom is just going to
go down.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Well, I'm just wondering, like, I could see them, like, excluding it, I don't know, somehow excluding the restrictions because they're temporary.
They're not, though. No government program is ever temporary.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know.
I would think Fraser Institute would know, you know, they're a conservative think tank.
I mean, generally, I think you're right about that, but, I mean, there are, like, places that don't require masks that did require masks, so I don't know, like, I don't necessarily know that it's there. I think there are still some small things that, like.
Well, I think masks would be probably personal freedom.
No, I know. I agree with you. That's what I mean. Like I agree. It's a personal freedom. It's like, but it's still similar. Like in terms of like what we're talking about.
But still, to force a business to require masks is a question of economic freedom because then they don't.
That's true.
They don't get to decide what's right for their customers or
their business.
Yeah, right. Business. And a lot of those restrictions though are. They've gone away already, at least, I mean, not everywhere in the world, but at least in some places.
As I say, it's going to be interesting to see how things play out for the 2020 and 2021 versions. And again, these numbers are 2 years behind.
It would be interesting to actually, like, just read that study. probably wouldn't be
like
reading.
Like I said, there's 280 pages here that you can read through, and they really break it down for you. But just to go and look at the World Economic Freedom, they got a cool little map here on the Fraser Institute's website. Hong Kong, still at number one here on this ranking. So as long as we've been looking at these studies, which has been almost the whole time we've been doing Free Talk Live, Hong Kong has been the most economically free place on the planet. And a lot of people figured that after China took it back over, and I think it was 1997 when the British, their lease ran out, basically, and China took Hong Kong back over, a lot of people thought that China was going to crack down on economic freedoms there, and I guess they haven't yet. Surprisingly.
Okay, so there is a period of transition where they've promised not to interfere.
Yeah.
So
how long does that last?
I mean, I think they've started to crack down on personal freedoms, but I don't think the economic freedoms, they're still, like, they've got to keep hands off for a little while longer. So I don't know. I think that's going to change at some point.
People have been saying that for a long time, though, and it hasn't happened.
Well, I mean, again, there's a 50-year period, though, so they can't rush. I mean, I guess they could rush into it, and they are on the personal freedom front. But
yeah, I was reading
an
article.
What is that, the 50-year period? There was, like, an agreement that they wouldn't mess with Hong Kong for 50 years?
Yeah, was it 50 years?
I don't know.
From 2000?
That's the first I've heard of it.
I think it transitioned in 2000 or so, and so in 2050, basically China will fully take it over, as opposed to now it's part of China, but they're not in control, even though they kind of have puppets.
Weird.
Yeah, it's not a good situation for the people that care about freedom in Hong Kong. I was reading a story recently. A guy is being charged by the Chinese mainland for secession.
Yeah,
for advocating for secession, he's now facing criminal charges.
And he lives in Hong Kong?
Yes.
Yeah, and this is the whole puppet thing, right? It's like a puppet government, but they haven't, like, they haven't completely taken over. So,
but they can charge people.
Sure. Well, that's exactly the point. It's like they've got a puppet government, so they can do things, but they're not. So it's like, but they're not, because if they do too much, then it's obvious that they're violating the agreement that they had, and that is, I don't know, I guess that wouldn't look good. So the international stage, so they're not doing it.
Well,
but
plus the other thing is, you know, do they want to kill the golden goose? I mean, you've essentially got the world's most economically free place.
Well, and I think that's one of the fears,
right?
That can generate
revenue, right? Like, if you have, from a government's perspective, if you cannot regulate the hell out of business, but yet tax them, you can get a good amount of revenue out of that, right?
Yeah, and it's actually interesting because China has actually set up many, many, many economic zones. And economic freedom zones, effectively. And basically, because their own system doesn't work, they've set up, you know, these freer economic areas. And they've, I don't know if they copied Hong Kong or Hong Kong, it may have been a basis for their other zones. Mm. Anyway, but they didn't actually have control of Hong Kong, I think, when they first started doing it.
I don't know if that's a city.
I don't know that. I don't know enough about China, honestly, to go into too much more detail than what I. Just generalizations here, but
well, we are streaming now on some Chinese video streaming service. Actually, no, are we on Chinese ones? No, we're on a Korean one. I don't think we've.
I thought we did take it on that Chinese one that you were taking the test for.
Yeah, the one I took the test for, I haven't gotten like the final approval yet or whatever. So no, I don't think we're actually on the Chinese ones. Well, one of the ones we were on.
If there's an application that's going to be denied.
Well, yeah, so we were on one of them, and they booted us off because you're not allowed to actually even talk about politics on the Chinese.
Oh, wow.
You certainly aren't allowed to advocate going against the state.
You're not allowed to talk bad about religion either.
That's true. Or you're not allowed to talk about religion.
Oh, yeah, about religion.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't religion banned in China?
I don't know about that.
Kind of.
I know that I was listening to something recently, and I really don't know much about China at all. I'm never, like, looking into it at all, but this seemed interesting to me. And I saw this thing about how over, like, 100 years, China, the government, pushed down Confucianism.
Confucianism?
I guess so. They pushed it down. They made it unpopular, and they made it look like it's just like an old person's old-timey idea, just so they can create a new version of Confucianism that's nothing like it used to be.
Glorifies the state.
Yeah, that glorifies the state.
Hmm. So number two on this list is the same old number two, Singapore. Still at a solid number two, most economically free. Again, not known for personal freedoms.
Yeah.
you're going to get arrested if you spit out gum on the sidewalk, which...
You can see me cringing here in the studio if you're watching the video feed.
New Zealand at number three. Again, not a good place to be if you don't want to be on lockdown these days.
If you can't drive to the next town over and buy a KFC, then I can't see how they're
personal freedom. Personal freedom is definitely going away in New Zealand.
But that's even economic. You can't spend your money at the restaurant in the town over from you.
That's the thing. A lot of things that are ranked as personal freedoms are, if you think about them, economic freedoms, right? Like, your freedom to do drugs means your freedom to buy them somewhere, right? So, like, a classic kind of personal freedom issue of the right to put what you want in your own body is also ultimately an economic freedom, because somebody has to have the right to sell that to you, or should. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, New Zealand definitely came down hard on with COVID, and then they cracked down wise, and then they also cracked down on guns, if you recall.
Going on here, number five, the nation of Georgia. I skipped four, which is Switzerland. The nation of Georgia at number five. And the United States coming in at number six on the list, having dropped down from the previous year. It was scored this year 8.24 out of 10, while the number one, Hong Kong, scoring an 8.91 out of 10. So we take you from there to the very bottom of the pack, the bottom of the barrel. And, Chris, you want to take a guess at the lowest ranked of all of the countries?
It's got to be North Korea.
Well, the thing is, North Korea doesn't show up on
this list.
It's
not even on the list. It's so bad.
It's so bad because basically you can't get any information out of North Korea.
Right.
It's a total... police state. It's like a prison colony.
Right.
Like, you can't just fly into North Korea and walk off a plane and show a passport. Like, it's totally controlled. They don't let any information out that doesn't go through the government.
Right.
So whatever numbers they're publishing, you know
they're just
made
up the statistics. Yeah.
So you can't trust the thing that they say. So yeah, North Korea is not on the list. So excluding North Korea, what do you think the lowest ranked economic freedom
See,
of
the
world.
The problem is that like a lot of these countries are at the very bottom of the list probably
are so bad
that it's like
actually worse. It's like 50% worse. Like
then the second to last one.
Yeah.
The little bar next to it is like 50% as small.
I don't know.
Not quite 50%, but yeah, like a third worse.
I don't know.
It's Venezuela.
Is it really?
Yeah, with a 2.83 out of 10. The next least free is the Sudan with 4.19. So not quite twice.
Yeah, I can definitely see Sudan being tip out on the down on that list.
More coming up here.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.